This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as we move into hour number 12. And Mike has stepped up his attempt to push my buttons. It's working pretty well. Let us know how many hours you've been listening on the Twitch, on the YouTube, or on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053.
Kevin, Ben in Palmer is checking in for hour number 12, and he said, can I get a shout out from a 7-year-old Tolo daughter, Mallory. She's been listening with me all day long.
That's awesome.
She's been listening since we did Masterpiece of the Week, which I disappeared for.
You did.
I did hear me talking about the Critters movie where I was afraid that something was going to jump in my mouth. That was nice work. I was in the elevator hearing that on the way down.
Kevin won, though.
Yeah. What was it that he said?
Was it about can your we thing play again?
It? Don't can't we play it?
Ass. Oh, don't film my butt. Yeah, that was a good one right there. I like that one.
I'm sure he's got it around somewhere. I just asked myself. Can you not get my ass? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry is my favorite part. The thank you. Sorry part. Hey, you still have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for the Luka Doncic ball. There are plenty available if you want to go buy those tickets. It's $10 for one ticket, $25 for three tickets, and $80 for 10 tickets. So that's an option there. And there are still plenty of ways to upbid a lot of these items that are out there. The Cole Hamels jersey that Derek Holland provided for us without Cole Hamels knowing.
The Cristiano Ronaldo jersey, too.
That is really awesome cool deal. That's really a really cool thing. The Martin House Brewing Brew Day. This is a really sweet thing. You can go to Martin House. They will sit down with you, come up with some ideas on what you would like to do, drink some beers with them. All the beers is what they said. Ooh. And then on top of that, you come back and you actually make the beer. Brewing beer is a blast because you get to drink all day too. And then after you brew the beer, you have a release party in their tap room, and they're going to send you home with some cans as well. And you get to help work on the artwork for the design.
That's
for your can.
Awesome.
To have something like that is really cool. So there's still a lot of, there's a Vita Blue card autographed by Vita Blue that I have bid on that I would like to see be outbid on, but there's plenty of really cool stuff in there.
From the 817, been listening since 9:30 from the 903, checking in for hour number 12. Can I get a shout out to my dogs, Cosmo and Wanda? From the 817, I've been here all day long. That's from Miguel. And from the 817, I've been listening all day since 6 a.m., made a donation around 6:25 a.m. Thank you guys very, very much. Now, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality. Let's get to a second helping of that. NFL overreaction or reality. You have no freaking clue who the best team in the NFC West is.
I don't.
I'm speaking for myself. I have no idea.
Yeah, because Seattle and Arizona are at the top of that thing. They would have been my bottom two teams going into it this year. And then the Rams, you kind of would expect to be pretty good, but injuries have plagued them all year long. And I just don't know exactly how long they'll be healthy. And then the Niners, who are the best team, they have the best coach. They have, well, I don't know, Mike really loves McVay, but they have a great coach. They have a great running back, great receivers, great defense, one of the best linebackers you'll find in the league. But they're not good because physically they're worn out. And whenever they get to the red zone, Kevin, they turn into the Cowboys. So, no, you're right. Yeah. That is not an overreaction. That is an absolute reality.
What about I have no idea. You guys have explained it. I don't know.
Yeah.
They all are equally average.
I think that's a good way to put it. NFL overreaction or reality. You're proud that Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys don't seem to have quit on the season.
Look, man.
There seems to be a lot of people who are like, what a great job by them for not giving up.
Yes. Well, we said that about the Rangers this year, didn't we? Like, we were excited that the Rangers didn't just quit and they were actually continued to play baseball at the end of the year, despite, you know, we kind of knew what was going on there, but we were like, thank you. And I think football is a little different because we all look at it and go, well, you know, draft pick is actually very important because you can really change your team with lots of different drafts at the top of the draft in each round. Yes, Mike.
I just simmed the Tankathon lottery because it is Pizzathon. And I just hit the button one time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking first in 2 weeks?
The Texas Rangers.
They've gone from number 8 to number 1.
Hell yeah.
We just need a lottery system in the NFL.
How often do you sim these lotteries?
Not much. Honestly, okay. When the Mavericks are really bad, I used to. But there hasn't been a draft lottery for baseball that much.
That's true.
Unfortunately, the Rangers are back in it this year. They have the 8th pick before the lottery, but I just hit the button one time and now the Rangers get Ethan Holliday, Jackson Holliday's brother.
The thing that I told you though was, Kevin, I don't want to watch crappy football for the rest of the year. We got 6 of these suckers left and we have to watch them because we have to talk about it. So I don't want to watch bad football. I would prefer to watch good football even if they're going to lose. And by the way, guys, listen to y'all on the way from work this morning, and now I'm listening to y'all on my way home from work. I love what y'all do every year, and it's Sid from Hurtado.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That, man.
Thank you, Sid.
And Hurtado's a great contributor to this whole thing as well. From the 817, can I get a shout-out from my wife, Jessica, who is an Aggie? Love you, babe. Let's saw them off this weekend. It is excellent to be married to people named Jessica who love Texas A&M.
Did you text that in?
I did not.
You sure? She did. I saw him.
I am positive.
I saw him do it.
When would that happen?
That's your lover.
Just a second ago.
Jess is your lover, and she just said that.
Care for that terminology.
You text that in, though.
NFL overreaction. You can piss me off in the next segment. NFL overreaction or reality.
Let me answer if I should be proud as a Cowboy fan. The Cowboys played football on Sunday.
Because you're going to be like, oh, I'm so proud. These fart heads didn't give it up like their owner would.
I'm so proud they're going to play football tomorrow.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. CeeDee Lamb is the player profile with Chris Arnold. NFL overreaction or reality, the Lions offense is currently unstoppable. Obviously, they crushed the Jags. They've scored a rushing touchdown in 22 straight games. They probably have the top rushing combination in the league with Gibbs and Montgomery, and they have been working, folks.
I would say they're stoppable. What you have to do is you have to watch them practice, film it, and then go over it before the Super Bowl, and then you beat the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams at the time when they had Kurt Warner, and then Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl.
You just said a lot of things and I got confused.
Well, he's saying that they're unstoppable, right? And I was thinking, remember how unstoppable the greatest show on turf was?
Yeah.
And then Bill Belichick, and maybe they did super cheat to stop it, right? That's the thing, is maybe they super cheated to stop Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Kurt Warner. But it is starting to feel that way.
They have the 3 biggest wins of the season in terms of point differential.
The thing, you know, Kevin, we talked about the Cowboys years ago, the Dez Caudet season.
Yep.
They had one thing that they knew they were good at and you couldn't stop. And whenever you have something like that, that you're like, we'll line it up and we're just going to run it on you. Just similar to the tush push, right? whenever they know they can line it up and run with Jahmyr Gibbs or healthy David Montgomery. That's
yes.
They're starting to get a little injured, and that might rub off on them a little bit. But they know they can do that. That terrifies an opponent. Because the opponent is sitting there going, we know when we get in that third and short situation, they can do that to us. So they know what they're good at, and they tell people, try to stop us.
Counting the regular season and the postseason, the Lions have 3 wins this season by at least 38 points. 7 other teams have done that. No one has ever gotten a 4th. And so they are on the cusp, obviously, of potentially being able to do that. Overreaction to reality, I want to start with you on this, Derek, because we've kind of talked about it some. Cliff Kingsbury's magic is wearing off again. So he's the offensive coordinator for the Commanders, and he goes from rising, innovative coaching star to, yeah, I don't know what happened by the end of the season. We've cycled through that a couple of times. Is it happening again?
I personally think it will not happen.
Okay.
Just because you saw how the end of the Cowboys game went, they still put up the points. I don't think that that's really a big issue. I think they started off slow. I think the next game, this coming week, this weekend, they'll definitely get back to normal. So I think they're going to be fine. And if there's no more of that.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality. Mike, I'm going to start with you on this one. Bryce Young has turned a corner. 21 of 35 for 263 yards and a touchdown. No interceptions against the Chiefs, who have a phenomenal defense. He actually looked pretty good against the Blitz, and they won a couple of games now.
I'll be optimistic on him and say maybe.
Okay.
He does have talent. He was good at Alabama. Who isn't good at Alabama?
Sure.
He struggled tremendously. He has a horrible team. He has a horrible organization. He has deficiencies that he cannot overcome. 5'10", he cannot overcome that. There's nothing he can do to grow. I don't know how great he can be. Is he turning a corner in this? Carolina might go, God, we were thinking we were going to have to draft another quarterback in this upcoming draft.
Yeah.
I think he's done enough right now that you're starting to say, if you're Carolina, thank God we don't have to have conversations about drafting another quarterback 2 years later that we traded multiple picks. We don't even have a second round pick this year because we traded all these picks to get this guy, Bryce Young. So I will say that. I don't know how optimistic that is, but at least it looks like he might be able to play in this league now.
Now, I want to get all of y'all involved in this next one, probably the last one for now. NFL overreaction or reality, the Washington Commanders are going to miss the playoffs.
No, they will make it.
Okay, so right now they're 7-5. That puts them half a game up on Arizona and just a little bit ahead of Tampa.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, Seattle would be in that same mix as they are 6-5 with Arizona as well.
I I have them making it still, too.
Okay.
I just went to their schedule. Can I run it down real quick?
Didn't it get tougher here at the end?
Not really. Okay. A little. Titans at home.
Win.
They're good. A good passing defense.
At the Saints.
Win.
Weird team.
Home against the Eagles.
They could win that one.
Loss.
Home against the Falcons.
Loss.
They better win that game.
That's kind of a Cowboys-esque pivot game.
They won the other games. That's why I say loss.
At the Cowboys.
Win.
Win.
So
okay, so not too bad.
So it's not that bad of a schedule. Yeah. Titans, Saints, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. That's much easier. But when you look at they've lost their last three games, gosh, I'd want to go through everybody's schedule to have a better answer. So I will look at that schedule and I'll lean to they will sneak in and then lose in the first round.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into our final expressway of the day, and it is going to be awesome. First of all, we can do some different prop bets for these Thanksgiving games and maybe your Thanksgiving holiday in general. But also, it is time for the great 2024 Thanksgiving food bracket. Stuffing and dressing are two-time defending champions. But we have redone the way this system is set up. Will it lead to chaos? Find out next on The Fan.
And now Turpin fields the kick. Deep dances and running it out. Left to the 30. To the 40. To midfield. Turpin's got the Jets going. 10-5. Touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner, and everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
I still am not totally sure about that last part. KNC
He's
Masterpiece.
Talking about the yellow flags.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I want to make sure we point out, as we're in the midst of Peace-a-thon, we're about to do the great 2024 Thanksgiving food bracket. I want to take everyone's attention to something that Derek Holland brought up earlier today, and I think it's freaking awesome. It is the Cristiano Ronaldo Juventus number 7 jersey. It's autographed by Ronaldo. It is authenticated by Beckett. It is framed beautifully. Item number 157. Look, I know it's a lot. If you know anybody who's a big soccer fan, it's only going for $1,550. I know only is a weird term for that, but considering how much that probably just retails for.
Yeah, the value on that's insane.
That's a hell of a deal right there. And it goes to charity.
Absolutely. So it's a write-off.
All right.
Yeah, so if you don't like charity, then fine.
Okay.
If you don't like kids.
Update to help people. On Peace-a-thon, for the entire event, we have raised more than $60,000 thus far.
We're trying to get to 100, baby.
That's true. Donations.
So buy that jersey.
Almost halfway there.
That's more than halfway, Mike.
We've also raised $3,400 in donations. The next plateau is $5,000 to do the mousetrap maze. And Corey, if you missed it earlier, he did Cranberry. I promise you will see that video circulated
around. Don't go watch that video. What did it look like he was doing?
It's going to be on different websites.
That's true.
It's going to be trending.
You're about to have an OnlyFans, my friend.
Hey, let's make some more money.
Made into a GIF.
Okay.
I've never been to OnlyFans thing. I'm not going to it. I heard it's just like a porn site.
It essentially is a porn site that I know.
You should go look at it. It's
Reggie
not a porn
would be like,
site
it's a content. 90%+ of it is porn.
No.
All right.
How would you know films?
Just go look at it.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Not going what? To.
What did you go there for?
Yeah, people were like, check this out. I was like, all right.
You look like you would enjoy it.
All right. We're switching the way we do the bracket.
What does that mean?
This year. We're now putting it into four different categories. So this is kind of like the NCAA tournament. We have the classics bracket, the sweets bracket, the sides bracket, and the wild card.
Did Carter do this one again
Carter
this year?
And Carter and Alec.
Did do this
nice
one this
work,
year.
Fellas. Nice work, fellas.
Now let's start
with
the classic bracket.
I like bologna cake.
And if you're not familiar with the history of this event, 4 years ago, Rolls was named the greatest Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
I other people had a vote in that
you
as
kept
well.
Pushing for
was
it.
That 2020?
Yes,
Mickey Mouse win.
This would be like if George Mason did win the Final Four. They almost did. Thank God they didn't.
And then
Rolls did win 1 year.
3 years ago, Macaroni and cheese lost the ham in the finals, and that infuriated Mike because he's like,
"No, I was here for that.
What is this? The Easter bracket?
Yeah, that was terrible. Ham is Easter. That's true.
Mac and cheese is not. No,
it's not Thanksgiving.
No,
I agree.
That's why
with
I lost.
You.
Now, the two-time defending champion, Stuffing is going to start off the bracket, and feel free to vote. We will use the fan text as a tiebreaker. The two-time defending champion, Stuffing, goes against Ham. I vote for Ham.
I'm voting Stuffing.
I'm all about Stuffing.
Fixins.
Alec?
What was the options?
Ham or God. Stuffing?
I gave you a bracket.
I love this guy.
Ham sucks. So let's go.
Wow.
My vote is invalid.
It's not. It's 3-1.
Who are you voting for, Carter?
Not what Kevin's voting for. I'm voting for Stuffing.
Stuffing!
Stuffing romps.
Stuff it.
It's a two-time defending champ.
That's right.
It should,
for a reason.
It should
Easter's
dominate.
Out again.
Into the quarterfinals. Now, turkey versus mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh my gosh.
Dude,
sounds like a meal.
I have absolutely, thanks to our friends at Mead Church, I have nailed the turkey. Dadgummit. I have gotten the turkey perfectly every time, and this year I'm just doing turkey breast only.
First Tyler Guyton. And
with me Church seasonings, too.
There you go.
I'm trying it out for the first time.
So that is what I'm going to do. So I will give turkey one vote in this round.
Okay.
You know what? I also want to nail my turkey.
What?
I'm smoking my turkey, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And I'm cooking the turkey, too.
I can't believe you're smoking something.
So that's two for turkey? Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, it is
three. It sounds like three for turkey, Alec. Is that?
I'm voting for turkey.
There you go.
Yes. Yep. I'll turkey. Vote for mashed potatoes and gravy just
to be
different.
Would.
I want to be different, so I'm going with mashed potatoes and gravy too, but does it matter?
It does, because I will also vote mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, my gosh.
It is 3-3.
I didn't mean
we
to do
go
this.
Way to go, Mike.
To the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, and the Twitch and the YouTube. Your opportunity to vote turkey or mashed potatoes and gravy. The first three votes I saw were for turkey.
Three mashed potatoes in the Twitch and one smoked turkey right now.
Okay.
Turkey is killing the fan.
The thing is,
text.
With my Thanksgiving, I have meat in my stuffing.
Yeah, you do.
So he finds his meat in other areas.
I will still have protein with my stuffing.
All right. Despite the efforts of the Twitch, the fan text has overwhelmed them with turkey. Turkey right. Advances. Now let's move to the sweets. Pecan pie.
Ooh, I made two of those today.
It looked like a burnt pizza at first. That's what I really thought.
Those did not look good.
Even after I made them?
Whoa.
Yeah. I was disappointed in your cooking.
What do you want pecan pie to look like?
Not like it
go look
like
at pecan pie on your Google right now.
Yeah, it didn't look like smash poo.
That's it.
Yeah, look it up. Look up smash poo.
No, I'm not looking that up.
Put it next
That's
to your
on that
pecan
only
pie.
Thing you do.
Only thing. Kevin, I don't ever want to see cranberry sauce again, quite honestly, even though.
That's your own damn fault.
I did have a weird feeling. I'm going pecan pie.
Okay.
I love meat. And Texas, the nut, or the tree, I'm sorry, the state tree is the pecan tree. So
yours did not look like that.
I'm going to vote for cranberry sauce, Derek.
Put your picture up. I'm voting against Derek.
Put your picture up.
How put my picture up? Here it is, picture.
No, picture on your phone of your
it looked black. I'm not going to lie, Mike. It looked black on the phone.
I think it was just, the picture was a little dark, Mike. I think that's what it was.
No. Yeah. The
bad
pecan pie
I'm gonna
was
make a
dark.
Pecan pie and force you to eat it.
Okay, do it. As long as it don't look like that.
Can one of you Nimrods answer the question?
Yeah, I voted for pecan pie.
I like it. Both.
But not Mike's pecan pie.
Okay, you have to pick one.
I did. Pecan pie.
I know. Now,
what's the vote at?
It's 2-1 pecan pie.
Oh, I vote for pecan pie.
Okay. Whoa, 3-1.
All right. My pictures do look a little dark. They look better in person. Dang it. But they still look good. Hey.
Told you it looked like burnt
the
poo.
The nuts are crunchier, and they have a good taste
They're
to them.
They're burnt nuts.
They're not. I should have brought one up here and made you eat it.
Carter?
Voting for Mike's burnt nuts.
Okay.
That wasn't an option.
Why would you?
So, now that counts. So, pecan or pecan pie on to the quarterfinals. Sweet potato casserole versus pumpkin pie.
Ooh. I don't care for the sweet potato casserole, so pumpkin pie.
They're very similar.
I will say sweet potato casserole.
I will also go with sweet potato casserole.
What are you doing?
Pumpkin pie.
Two Mike. To two going to Corey.
Hey, Mike, we can agree.
Go to Alec.
Yeah,
Alec,
so.
God, what say you?
This is my easily. Nuts.
What? He burned them.
This is easily pumpkin pie.
What's the score right now?
It's 3-2 pumpkin pie.
So I have a problem here.
Oh my God.
I love pumpkin pie. But Carter, we just did a video, and what was my favorite thing from Thanksgiving? Do you remember?
Like, you did record, the video!
He
had to record like 78 things for that.
I remember you swore a couple times, and I had to bleep one of them.
It was the sweet potato
it was sweet
casserole.
Potato with an ass load of sugar.
That's right.
That's what
yeah.
it was.
That, or butt load, Kevin. Sugar. We've talked about that before. It's like mm-hmm. 250 gallons.
Butt load?
Yeah, so I have to go with what I said on the video. Even though I love pumpkin pie, I'm going sweet potato casserole.
Dang.
That means it's a tie. Once again, 877-881-1053. We go to the Fantex. We go to the YouTube. We go to the Twitch. Vote for your tiebreaker, sweet potato casserole or pumpkin pie.
Mike, if you make a pumpkin pie, do you burn that too? Or is that...
Jeez. Maybe I do. You know what? I'm going to make all the pies for you guys, and you're going to have to eat them, especially you, Kevin.
I don't want to eat them.
Yes,
I didn't want to eat them when
I'm
you
not
didn't burn
any
them.
Of your pie.
I promise you'll like my pie. I promise you will. I make good pie. I make all good pie. My pies are good, and I don't think I burnt them. I know they look like that on the picture.
That looked
so. You
awful.
Could see how we would be in this conundrum.
I just looked at the picture. I took the picture. I'm not a picture taker.
Bad lighting.
God.
Pumpkin pie is running
okay.
away.
Yeah, pie
pumpkin
is winning.
Pie.
She just bought a $150 pie from Central Market.
We wouldn't have known. It would have looked better than yours.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't taste better, though.
Let's go to the sides division. Woo. Green bean casserole versus mac and cheese.
I'm going to go mac and cheese because I'm not a huge green bean casserole fan.
Mac and cheese is tremendous.
Green bean casserole is the best Thanksgiving food, in my opinion, so I'm absolutely going with the GBC.
I do not.
There's nothing funny you could say for this.
You broke my...
I don't like creaming my green beans. I don't like it. I like green beans. I just don't like all the cream.
Okay.
So I'm going with mac and cheese. Okay.
Mac and cheese doesn't belong on Thanksgiving.
You just railed against it. You bitch about it like 3 years ago being in the bracket.
I'm making mac and cheese for my in-laws.
What the hell?
Is Kevin coming over?
Are you going to burn that too?
Probably so. I guess so. I'm going to have you over for dinner and you're going to have to eat my food.
Derek, okay. What is your vote?
I'm going with the GBCs.
I do not care for that expression. Go. It's 3-2 macaroni and cheese going to Alec Medford.
You don't pick mac and cheese.
Why?
Mac and cheese
because
is
you want the GBCs.
No.
You want that cream.
And Mike's not having it, so you can have all his.
Yeah, you can have his cream.
Yeah, I'll take all the green beans out. You can have the cream of mushroom that's left over.
Remember, Mike, you said you could cream a nut. You can't cream a bean. Is that how that is what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think you can cream a bean. You can't put that in like a mixer and it makes the nut. It does make nut butter.
What the hell is going on? We still have 20 minutes left in this segment. You guys are never going to make it.
Hour 12, dude. That's what happens.
Hour 12.
Hey, 1053 thefan.com/peaceathon if you want to donate because you enjoy this so much.
I'm voting mac and cheese.
Yes.
Nice.
Are you kidding me?
I don't get it either.
All right.
I voted for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Good job, Corey.
Now. The next one in the sides division rolls a former champion of this bracket.
Why?
Versus cornbread.
This is going to be a runaway.
I'm taking
Mike's cream.
It's not. I'm taking a cornbread. You can see that stuff later. It goes with his
pod.
He is going to vote for cornbread.
I'm voting
right?
for rolls.
Oh, yeah. I will vote for rolls as
cornbread's
well.
Cornbread's dry. Come on. Unless it's from Love and War.
That's delicious.
Love and War because it's the shape of
is
Texas.
It fluffy?
It's amazing.
Cornbread.
Oh, it's 2-2.
You going to eat your cornbread?
I do Reed Drummond stuffing and it has cornbread in it, but I am going to go with rolls here.
Alec.
Nostalgic for champions
rolls
of the past.
Rolls lead for the 940. Are y'all smoking weed over there? Shockingly enough, no. But in this time slot, I understand the question. All right, Alec. Rolls lead 3-2. What is your vote?
No. Why am I always in this position? I'm going to go cornbread.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a tie?
It is a tie.
3-3. 877-881-1053. If you want to text in rolls or cornbread, it is too close to call. We will also see on the Twitch, on the YouTube. People have been voting on this. We will see how it goes.
I got a rolls.
I'm going to write this.
I got a cornbread.
Okay.
I got a cornbread.
We're going to track this for just, we're going to give people just a minute.
I'm writing down a phone number for you.
Oh, okay. No, I got it.
Okay, you got it?
Yes, thank you very much.
I've got 3-3, cornbread and rolls.
Okay.
Rolls is crushing the text right now.
What's wrong with y'all?
Are these all different? These are all different numbers. My Ooh. Goodness gracious.
Rolls is going now.
Yeah, nope, Rolls nope, is going.
It's still even in the Twitch.
Okay, let's give it another 30 seconds. We will move over.
Oh, wait. Cornbread's taking the lead.
To the newly created wild card division. And this is absolutely bananas.
These are four things that have never been on this bracket before.
It looks like Rolls has taken it.
I think Rolls
I got cornbread going crazy in here now.
That's not enough votes. Cornbread. Not enough votes.
Okay.
You don't have the votes.
All right. You got the college, though.
Now, you could still win the Electoral College. All right. In the wild card first round, I had nothing to do with this. Bologna cake against beer.
Yes!
Bologna cake.
I mean, what a meal.
Against beer. By the way, some people are saying rolls because there's cornbread in the stuffing.
Ooh,
so something to consider there.
Very valid.
Bologna cake against beer kicks off the wild card round.
I'll vote first. One. I brought bologna cake to the table yesterday, so I'm going with bologna cake, even though I've never had it.
I'm going with Mike on that.
Oh my gosh,
two bologna cakes to
get
start
that
this
bologna.
Off.
I'm not going to lie. I am more likely to eat bologna cake than drink beer.
All right, I will. Look, Martin House is fantastic beer, so I will throw out, and so is Miller Lite. So I will throw out beer as my vote.
All right, it's 3-1 bologna cake for...
Come on,
if
I want bologna cake to win the whole thing.
I'm going to work against that.
I would totally go with bologna cake if Mike would make it, but now I'm afraid he's going to burn it. Like
you can't burn it.
Pies.
You don't even cook bologna cake. It's an uncookable item.
I bet you could cook it.
It'll melt.
Fry it.
Hey, there's cream in
there. How's that different? Whatever else
you guys cream have ruined my life.
So
I'm going with beer.
Okay, it's 3-2 bologna.
I take a lot of pride in my baking.
Well, and sometimes it fails. So, Alec, 3-2 bologna cake over beer.
Do it
what
for the cream.
Say you?
Never say that again.
Come on.
I'm going to make it as simple as I'm 23. I'm taking beer.
Okay.
It is, man.
3-3.
We represent this nation in terms of being split almost right down the middle.
I don't know what you're saying, Kevin.
Bologna cake versus beer. It is 3-3. I like this one. The 817. I love bologna, but beer. So we'll just count that as one vote. And it says from the 817, bologna doesn't make me feel way better the way that beer does. That is an interesting thing. All right, we will let the votes come in for that. Next one.
We just got raided, by the way, in our Twitch chat.
What?
We got 120 people that just came in from the Chicago 670 The Score.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
From Chicago.
I heard about us.
Maybe they saw how good
we were talking about.
Making
about
fun of my great baking.
Hey, go to 105throughthefan.com/peaceathon and donate. You could win an autographed Luka Doncic ball if you buy a raffle ticket.
Please.
There are also some awesome items to bid on, and it all goes to help a local group here called My Possibilities, which is adults with intellectual disorders. So if you would like to help us out, that's what we've been doing all day today. We are on hour number 12 and a half. So we really appreciate y'all rating us today. Thanks a lot.
And there's also good items such as the Cristiano Ronaldo, whatever his name is.
Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Man,
and by the way, that
rattled.
Has Beckett authentication and it's framed and everything
it's
like that.
It's legit.
So,
check it out.
Absolutely. All right. So beer is the winner.
Okay.
Now,
did Rolls win, by the way?
Rolls did win.
Bologna cake gave us a good ride, though.
They did. We'll never forget it. All right. So the last one in the first round, leftovers versus the turducken in terms of the great Thanksgiving food bracket. Although, I guess it's beverage bracket.
I've never had turducken. Have people in here had turducken?
I've had it once.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I've had leftovers my whole life. I'm going leftovers.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I picked too. Leftovers.
Me too.
Seems like an easy one, fellas. Leftovers.
Anything with the word turd in it, I'm good.
What?
It is.
Oh. Yeah. Turducken.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
I was behind a truck the other day.
Son a poop of truck? A bitch.
No, it was amazing though, because this person liked their food so much and their mom, it was a taco ma.
What the hell did you just say?
The truck had on the back of it, it said Taco Ma.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Taco Ma. That's yeah.
It's like a type of truck I guess they're making now.
I think that's Tacoma.
Kevin, why are you so upset about Taco Ma?
Yeah, like, hey.
It is Tacoma.
Do you get it?
Meatloaf.
I get it, Carter.
Okay. Ma.
As usual, it's not confusion that is leading to the silence.
My Carter used to say that. My Carter used to say that, by the way. He'd go, yeah, it's TV Ma instead of TV MA. And I would be like, oh, TV Ma.
Yeah.
All right, we move into the quarterfinals, I guess. This is a heavyweight matchup right here. Turkey versus the two-time defending champion stuffing. Give me turkey.
I'll take turkey.
Oh.
I'm all about stuffing.
Fixins.
Give me the fixins. Give me that stuffing.
All right, it's
Ma's meat stuffing.
It's 2-2 as we go to Carter Freeman.
Okay. It has meat stuffing in it.
We need new blood, so I'm going with turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Alec, heavy. Heavy responsibility.
I know you
want to
stuff.
Right here.
You want to stuff.
Turkey leads 3-2. If turkey wins, the back-to-back reign of stuffing is over.
That is true.
However, if Alec votes stuffing, get ready for your votes because we will need a tiebreaker.
It's all about stuffing.
Derek knows how to drive me in the opposite direction.
Okay, that's not right. Then it's all about the turkey.
It's all about the turkey. I'm going turkey here.
That's okay.
We're deep
throwing. Okay.
Wow.
Okay with that.
Set.
I think Reggie was a stuffing voter, and so
we've changed the electorate. Yeah.
This was a smart
take that,
change.
Houston.
pecan pie against pumpkin pie.
This is tough. I think pumpkin pie is more Thanksgiving. So I think pecan pie I usually associate with Christmas. So I will go with pumpkin pie.
Question, if you're listening in Chicago, do you guys do pecan pie there? Because obviously pecan trees are native to here. I'm just wondering if that's a thing.
Y'all ever heard of a pecan up there?
Yeah, have you ever heard of a pecan? Chicago?
Pecan. Do you expect all of Chicago to respond together?
They're in here. There's
a lot in here. Chicago's here, man.
Hey, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Help us out. All right.
I'm going to go with my burnt pecan pie.
I'm not. Pumpkin. I don't want that.
2-1 pumpkin.
I'll go pumpkin.
3-1 pumpkin. Alec, what say you?
Pump it up.
Yeah, pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie advances to the semifinals.
It's going
to
be
We're going to have a very traditional Thanksgiving Final Four.
Yes.
Yeah,
except for maybe one of these. But yes, we'll see.
Mike voted for.
Coming up next.
Where?
It is a battle of the Titans.
Oh, really?
Mac and cheese versus rolls.
Rolls.
This is a Sophie's Choice situation right here. What? I really don't know.
Who's never seen that?
You are not familiar with that movie? Okay. I'll come up with more contemporary references. I'm going to vote for...
like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right.
Like Star Wars.
I'm going to vote for rolls as well.
I'm voting for mac and cheese. I cannot let rolls make the Final Four. It's a damn piece of bread. It's all it is.
But it's got butter on top.
Hey, you want some warm bread? God. Yeah, I do. If I'm in prison, can you warm my bread?
I'm going with him. I'm going to go with the mac and cheese.
Oh,
and I don't
my
even
God.
Want it there.
You even said it doesn't belong.
But mac I don't. I'm with him.
Good.
I don't want rolls.
They don't serve mac and cheese in prison.
My grandma's rolls are so good.
I bet they are.
They're store-bought. Just yeast them up in the oven.
They are. They're actually the frozen ones.
Yeah.
Please, don't yeast anything
please stop talking about Corey's grandmother's yeast, please. All right. It's 2-2. Carter.
Mike, how's your rolls?
I guess they're burned. Derek. I burn everything.
I didn't even say that. You did. So now we know.
2-2, Carter.
I have to respect the one that beat my personal champion, Green Bean Casserole. I'm going with mac and cheese.
All right. And Alec, once again,
even if Mike burns it,
it falls on you. 3 votes for mac and cheese. 2 votes for rolls. What advances to the semifinals?
You're going to be my friend's an idiot if you pick rolls.
I guess my buddy's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Get him.
No, this is a new segment.
Be my friend,
this is a new segment just for you.
It's okay, Derek. An idiot. Nope. It's okay. We're on the same page this time. Mac and cheese wins.
Dang it. Yes.
See you later, Rolls.
Hey, I got to quote Mike, though. It's just bread.
Now, mac and cheese.
From the 520, I'm done. My team's out. I'm tuning out.
No. Mac and cheese is also a previous winner of this bracket, I do believe. All right. In the most confusing matchup of the tournament, leftovers versus beer. I'm going to vote for leftovers.
Leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers.
I'll vote for beer.
I will also vote for beer.
Alec Medford.
I'm 23 and I want beer.
Stunning impression.
Yep.
Okay. It's a tie.
Oh my gosh.
Good Thanks, Lord. Derek, for answering that for me. Appreciate it.
Three.
I hate you right now.
For the 817. Next year, can y'all auction off some of Mike's baked goods?
Yeah.
Cooking Burn lessons or Mike. Not, his baked goods yeah. can probably bring all
and
the boys
you know
to the
what?
Yard.
We'll get 70K if we do it.
We better freaking get 70K.
I mean, if it is burnt, it will probably last forever.
They can use it at the Stars game as pucks.
Leftovers.
You know what? Fine.
Or beer.
Maybe Andre can block one then,
it
finally. Jeez.
Holy moly.
He's been amazing, though.
Yeah, they've lost.
877.
Your cooking's lost.
881. Tensions are running high here at Peace-a-thon. 877-881-1053. The early lead looks...
It's back and forth
yeah.
right now.
All right. Should we give people a second?
What about leftover beer?
That's
Nobody
a, that's
wants
a no,
that.
Right?
That's terrible. Somebody said alcoholism shouldn't win. They're voting for leftovers. But
okay.
It's back and forth right now.
Leftovers
so.
Has been a juggernaut in this bracket. So let's get the Twitch, get the YouTube, Corey, if you can take a look and decide.
I do believe Peyton just texted this in. Who let Alec be the deciding vote? Hashtag payload. I feel like that's Peyton texting in.
By the way, somebody so wrote boring. In the Twitch chat, Mike's baking will fix all the potholes in Dallas.
All right, fine.
Oh, no.
What's that person's name? I'm never cooking for them.
It's baseball. Right. It's baseball Jesus.
It looks like in a shocking turn of events, beer has it made does. A late push and advanced
not in here.
To
it
the semifinals.
YouTube is all beer.
Okay. Gosh. First semifinal, turkey versus pumpkin pie. I vote turkey.
Give me the bird.
That's 2 for turkey.
Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Turkey.
3 for turkey, 1 for pumpkin
turkey,
pie.
Turkey, Alec, we don't want to hear from you.
Turkey.
Wow.
It was Mike that texted that in. Mike's a payloader.
What's the beginning of your segment? Is where Mike says what to you?
Oh, yeah.
Alec,
yeah.
That was terrible.
Says, Alec, be quiet.
Oh, yeah,
he's actually
right.
just being nice. That was actually being nice to him.
So turkey wins?
I don't want
turkey
to be mean to him.
Is on to the finals. In our other semifinal, the champion from 3 years ago, macaroni and cheese versus the first-time entrant, upstart, beer.
Beer's going to win beer. This one.
I vote mac and cheese.
I'm voting beer.
Are we fancy? We drink wine if we're having alcohol at the dinner table with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you are fancy.
I'll show you my cellar.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If you're having alcohol with your Thanksgiving, are you having beer or wine?
I'd have wine.
While you're smoking your turkey.
Correct.
Beer?
Nailing it.
No.
Okay. All right.
No. All right. I wouldn't drink.
Because of the carbs?
Yeah.
Your vote?
Oh, mac and cheese.
Okay.
That has no carbs in it.
Huh?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is up 3-1, Carter.
Well, I guess I'm not fancy because not only do I have beer at Thanksgiving, I have it with most meals, so I'll go with beer.
It is... 3-2, mac and cheese over beer. Alec, will you punch mac and cheese ticket to the finals, or are you going to beer it up?
So much power.
And ignore Derek Holland going,
Actually, I forgot I can turn his mic off, so I'm just going to do that real quick.
I'm 23, and I want beer.
You know, hey, Derek, talk again.
I
So, he potted you down. You can keep your mic on all your legs.
You're donezo. I'm actually going mac and cheese, so you can hold all of those insults.
Am I back yet? Yep, there we go.
Yep.
All right, here we go. 3 years ago, macaroni and cheese defeated ham in what Mike declared the Easter final. That was its one win 3 years ago. Turkey has never won the Thanksgiving food
bracket.
Hey,
can I explain why? Turkey back in the day, the way that they all made it, it was dry. But now, like since Meat Church has shown everybody the way, if you put it in a brine, you're going to make a juicy butt turkey, all right? Mm-hmm. And if you season it the right way, it really tastes good. Turkey has changed over the years, and it's they've revolutionized the game from what it used to be whenever grandma used to just throw it in the oven.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Exactly.
So your vote is?
I'm voting for turkey, baby.
Carter?
I think the time is now. I think it, like Corey said, this turkey's, it's got a new place in the game, so let's go with turkey.
Mike?
3-0.
Oh my gosh. I am going to vote. By the way, man, people are fired up from the 940. BS. Alec is a sellout. I'm going to vote for macaroni and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Well, give me the breast because I want the turkey. Yes!
For the first time.
It's done it.
In Thanksgiving bracket history, turkey has ascended to the number one Thanksgiving food in all of the land.
From the 972, light one of Mike's pies, put it on a doorstep, then run.
Break your foot stamping it out.
Because it's so hard, like a his hockey face. Puck.
One time, Bert Blylevin used his poop for the cake icing.
What?
Yeah, he made a chocolate cake, and then he put cellophane over it. Uh-huh. And so everybody thought there was a nice chocolate cake. For the Minnesota Twins, and then one of the guys cut into it, and then everybody screamed not to eat it. That's Thanksgiving miracle that he didn't eat that cake.
Thanksgiving poop cake.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Have you ever thought about doing that as a joke?
No, I don't want people to eat poo.
Well, I know nobody ate it. It was just like almost.
I mean, you're letting people eat your pies.
Yeah, Mike just burns him as a prank.
I'm going home.
Poo pie.
You only got one more hour, Mike.
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to come back up here, and I'm going to bring this pecan pie, and I'm going to shove it in your mouth, and you're going to say,
You're just going to knock you unconscious.
Yeah. You never had pecan
pie. Right to the face.
I'm going to have a concussion.
I know you're going to throw up because it's like a nut, and you never eat nuts. Do you like nuts?
Yeah, some.
What's your favorite nut?
Honey roasted peanut, then the cashew.
You want me to make a honey roasted peanut pie for you?
Cashews are amazing.
If you just bring me some honey roasted peanuts, that'd be fine too.
From the Nut Company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That peanut butter pie. It looks gorgeous too.
It actually looks like a great pie.
And it tastes amazing.
Mine looks like SH. You know, that's how.
Yeah, please don't spell it like Babe did.
It looked like a real pie.
By the way, if you get the opportunity.
You don't even know how to bake, Derek.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Derek knows how to bake.
Yeah, he's been baking for a
while. Especially in the morning.
Yep.
1053thefan.com.
Yeah, take that.
/ Peace-a-thon. If you could donate, that would be fantastic. If you want to bid on any of the auction items, we have so many amazing things. We have like 200 auction items up there. Please take a look. Coming up next, we move into our number 13. And this time, I really would like to dive into some of those Cowboys, Giants, and Thanksgiving prop bets next on The Fan.